Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They got here nice and early. So I want to make sure we give it due diligence. And, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago with Devin Crosby, the athletic director of the University of New Haven, about their transition from basically D2 to D1. I sort of misspoke. They weren't playing D3. It was really D2. And then Mark Powell, who's the new football coach here on Bryan and Company, basically we're going to have 3-4 minutes here, and then at 8:40 we'll have 3-4 minutes, and at 8:50 we'll have 10. But I'll take you out to Food Truck Tommy. We'll get a bite to eat, and we'll make it worth your while. Thanks for coming in. You know, I guess the first question for you, Devin, is how has the response been since the announcement?
I tell you what, Brian, it's been electric on the campus. The campus community, our donors and the alumni, they're just so excited.
You know, the president talked about it in the piece by Don Mamore today in The Current, and I encourage people to read it. It's a good piece, an honest piece. He interviews the president. What is the campus population? Because there is this perception that it is a commuter school, and if is it, or what's the misperception? Just like how many people are on campus?
This is not your grandfather's New Haven. It was a commuter school, but Jens Fredriksen, he's a visionary. We're right now at just about 9,000 students, about 4,500 undergrad and 4,500 graduate students.
And how many live on campus?
So right on campus is approximately about 3,000 campus.
That many?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know it was that many.
In and around the campus too, we've actually bought some properties.
And so, Coach Powell, you've been, I mean, I have friends. I mean, did you coach with Sid Leckie at Yale, or was it after Sid Leckie?
No, so I was after Coach Sid Leckie.
Okay. Because I have friends, you know, E.J. Mills is a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's a coach at Amherst. And I know the culture, to be a football coach, you're 2 years here, 2 years here, 2 years here. I mean, it's amazing the resumes after, you know, 20 plus years. You've been in the SEC. Mm-hmm. You've been all over the place. And I guess the first question, we have plenty of time to talk later, but like what is appealing? Obviously, the opportunity to be a head coach is one thing, but what makes you optimistic about this opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I grew up around New Haven. You know, my granddad was a head coach at Yale for 32 years, Carmen Coza.
And he's your grandfather?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to grow up in New Haven and being a part of a football family, I know what this city is about with the game of football. And, you know, the University of New Haven, you know, is had highs and had lows, and we are on an extreme high right now. And I think that's why I'm so excited, you know, and I can't thank Devin and President Fredriksen enough for the opportunity.
It's, where was your last stop before New Haven?
So I was at Darien High School the last two, and then I was at Fordham in New York as a defensive coordinator before
that.
So
you did that, like Mississippi State, where you played at Lafayette.
Yes.
So you've seen like every single level.
Yeah, I've coached everywhere from Division III to the SEC.
Wow. In terms of getting a staff, are you able to, I mean, because there's been a shift, which I'll get to later. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to retain or like, because there's questions, it was questions in the paper today, whether there would be a season this fall. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, and you can take it to Devin, will there be a season for you this fall, or are you going to have to retrench and sort of relaunch in 26?
So I'll tell you this, I'm so excited. You know, Coach Powell and I, we literally put together a schedule in 12 days. Most football schedules
take. How'd you
get
teams to play you though?
It's right? About relationships. Coach Powell has relationships literally across the country. So his first day in a seat, we were sitting in my office at 11 p.m. and he gets 7 text messages from all FBS Division I head football coaches, Southern Miss, Arkansas State, and so forth. And that's about relationships. And I'm just old, so I happen to know a lot of people through athletic administration. And we've literally been able to put together a schedule. And I'll share with you, it's going to be dynamic.
So are you going to get a couple $100K to get the snot beat out of you somewhere? Is that how it goes?
We have a little bit of a different philosophy here. We compete at the highest level when we were Division II, and we're not fixing to change anything.
I'm not saying you're not going to be great, but I mean, initially, if you go into an SEC
yeah.
territory, it's usually historically a money game, and it's a tough thing to do. I wasn't being disrespectful.
No, Brian, I totally get it. You know, part of the NCAA regulation is that you cannot play against Power Four schools until you've played 2 years.
Okay, so that can't happen anyway.
So 2027, we already have conversations with the ACC school already.
Wow. Devin Crosby, he's the athletic director of University of New Haven. I mean, if he was selling, you know, something, I'd buy it. I mean, you got it. And I can't wait to talk more. And, of course, Mark Powell, the new football coach at the University of New Haven. We'll take a break here. We'll get an update on your news, weather, and traffic, and then we'll return with both of them on the other side. Devin Crosby is the athletic director at the University of New Haven, and Mark Powell is the new football coach at the University of New Haven. They've making the transition from Division II to Division I athletics. And, you know, people who listen to the show, we did a ton of work with the University of Hartford when they decided to go the other way. They went from Division I to Division III. I never had a problem with the decision. I had a problem with how they went about it and, you know, announcing it right after they made the NCAA tournament and the president, who was not a good leader, and it bore itself out with his departure, and now they've sort of settled things down there, and it's a great school, and they have great people working in the athletic department. But, Devin, I want to take a step back for people who may not have been listening 2 weeks ago. Tell a little bit about the story, because it's not like this was years in the making. And also, but first answer this, why would a school want to do this?
That's a perfect question, Brian. So if you track back, and I'll just give you a quick snippet of this, is that Jens Ferguson, with his vision,
He's the president of University of New Haven.
Thank you. Yep. So President Jens Ferguson, my boss, he, with his vision, he starts a branch campus in Saudi Arabia. We're the first school in the country to think of something of this nature. When he gets back from one of his Saudi trips, I sat in his office and I said, we have to find a way to use athletics to brand the institution a little bit further.
Right.
During that very conversation, Brian, I get an inside source text that the NCAA Division I is about to have a moratorium and not allow any additional schools into Division I, because the new broadcasting rights are coming up and they want to make sure they keep the revenue.
Did that in fact happen?
Yeah, well, the moratorium is supposed to, it could start on June 15th.
Okay.
Hasn't came yet. But at that point in time, we had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I said to President Ferguson, I said, is this something you think we can do? And we literally thought about, can we raise the money? And let me tell you what, we were able to raise the money. Jens Ferguson raised $8 million from one of our biggest donors, Jeff Hazel.
Wait, what was the number?
$8 million.
From Jeff one Hazel. Guy?
Yep, one guy. He's one of our former football players. Jens was in Florida. I literally get a Zoom link invite. I get on a Zoom link. I'm eating a bowl of cereal in my room. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh,
what
my.
What kind of cereal was it?
Oh, it has to be cornflakes. That's all it is, Brian. It has to
you
be cornflakes.
You don't strike me as a bland guy.
Gosh. I got to temper myself somewhere.
I don't want to interrupt the story.
But I put the bowl of cereal down. I get on Zoom, and Jens is in Florida with Jeff Hazel. And we said, we think that we can do something special. And Jeff said this, I believe in Jens. I believe in a vision. I think this Devin guy knows what he's doing in athletics. Yes, I'm going to commit to $8 million. And then we also have David Peterson. We have one of the nicest weight rooms in the country. It's a $15 million facility, all because of David Peterson.
Now
we have the backing financially.
I was going to say, because one of my questions is, but so you didn't get the answer as to why.
Yes.
What's the why?
The why comes down to one reason. It's about competing at the highest level and branding ourselves nationally, but also internationally at the end of the day.
But why is that important? Like, what, you know, University of New Haven chugging along. Maybe not great, but not doing fine. It's not like it was existentially a problem. Is it because you want to grow? Like, you want to, like, what do you want to be?
It's about the value. So right now you have this existential crisis going on in higher education, whether you're Howard, whether you're Hampton, whether you're New Mexico or New Haven. And at the end of the day, people are questioning the value of education, and less people are actually going to college. So instead of a lot of institutions across higher education, they are hunkering down right now, trying to figure out how do they get through this next 10 years of what we call the enrollment cliff. But no, that's not Jens. President Ferguson is saying, we're going to be bold in the midst of this chaos, and we're going to find the opportunity. That's why we established a branch campus in Saudi Arabia. That's why we're going to Division I. This is going to be the place where you will send your son, your daughters, grandparents will send their grandkids to the University of New Haven.
We're talking with Devin Crosby, who is the athletic director of the University of New Haven, and Mark Powell, the new football coach. It brings up a lot of questions. We were talking off mic about, you know, not only are, well, applications aren't accurate, because with the Common App, you can apply to 500 schools now, and it's more about people and the actual people matriculating to schools, and how
females are also going to schools at 60% and boys at 40. I view a lot of this stuff, you know, I think it's St. Joseph in West Hartford that went co-ed and now started sports, and they were lucky to get Jim Calhoun as a way to get males. It's hard. Males are like a commodity at universities and colleges now because there just aren't as many applying, right? And so this can help with that too. But, you know, Coach, I wanted to take a step back, and we have another minute here before we have to take another break. When you came on board like a year and a half ago, right?
No, I got hired this past at the end of January of this year.
Of this year?
Yes.
Now, the question, did you know this was a possibility?
I did not, no. I took the defensive coordinator job here at the end of January.
You just were like, I want to get back into the college game.
Exactly right.
Entry point.
Exactly right. Yep. My, you know, my wife, Stephanie, and I have two little boys. You know, they're my why in everything I do. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, get them set up for the, you know, the long term. And I thought college coaching was going to be that.
But now you got a little bigger bite of the apple now.
Yeah.
And so how are you feeling with like being overwhelmed? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a defensive coach. I love chaos. So I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, it's quick, sudden change. There's nothing else we can do about it. So I'm going to, you know, we want to play at the highest level, and that's what we're going to do as a university, and that's what I'm going to do as the head coach.
When's the schedule for the fall going to come out?
So we actually will be announcing the schedule.
You can break some news now if you want.
You know, I can break a little bit of news. We're going to kick off versus Marist on Friday under the lights, August 29th.
At home?
It's going to be at Marist, 77 miles
away. Beautiful campus.
Battle 77. Beautiful campus. But when we come to town, it might change a little bit. It'll get a little bit more blue.
Nice.
So
really?
We're going to be all through that campus. And then we're negotiating right now and finalizing the contract. We're going to go to Mercyhurst for game two and then Albany for game three. So we're a road show.
Nice.
And well, then,
but you get games.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we're open up the first home game versus Saginaw Valley State University. Right.
And so, like, again, you can't necessarily be picky in the first year through, but you got the games, which was really the question. So thanks for that. We'll take a quick break here, then we'll continue on the other side with Devin Crosby, the athletic director, and Coach Mark Powell from the University of New Haven. Did you realize?
I like this.
Did you realize how much got sampled to those guys? No, but today was a good day. You cue that sucker back up. That's Isley Brothers. I didn't know. I thought it was an original lick. These guys know how to do it.
Yeah, he has it.
You don't have the headphones on, but it's good stuff. Ron Isley is 84 years old today. That's why we like to do a little music in the show. He is 84.
Wow.
He's had a hell of a life.
Yes, he has.
We're back with Devin Crosby, athletic director of the University of New Haven, and Coach Mark Powell. Now, you came on, you said, in the winter.
Yep.
You're brand new. Didn't know you were going to be, you swear to me, raise your right. You had no idea.
Yep, hand of the Bible.
So, I have trouble. Is it Pinsent's?
Pinsent's.
Pinsent's.
Yes.
Okay, so Chris is the coach. He's had, on paper, success, and he's gone. And that was a little jarring to a lot of people. Not me. I don't know him, and I wasn't following it. But I guess the question, why does that something like that happen? Did you not think he could lead you to the promised land? Did you not jive with him when you came in on his AD? Can you just give us a little bit of an answer? Because I asked you on the radio, and I mean, you're good. And so but I got to ask you again because I don't understand it.
You know, I tell you, we're so thankful for Coach Vincent. You know, we're thankful for everything he accomplished at New Haven. But, you know, we don't discuss personnel matters, and I'm sure you can understand. But what I can share with you, Brian, this. We are so excited for Coach Powell as we go into Division I. We wanted to make sure that we had our student body that was engaged. We wanted to make sure our football staff was engaged. And we're so excited for Coach Powell because he has those understandings, the intricacies of Division I. In navigating through Division I, it's like going from being a really nice, what I would call 10-speed in Division II, and you're a Tesla in Division I.
So, I mean, again, I'm not going to push you because I do want to respect it, but is it the lack of experience in D1? Is that part of it?
You know, I would say from our standpoint, and again, we go back to that moment of it's important that we do not discuss, you know, personnel matters. But I do want to say this. Coach Pence did an amazing job during his time at New Haven. And I want to celebrate, you know, him for what he did and definitely want to honor everything he did here.
Devin Crosby is the athletic director at University of New Haven and Mark Powell's coach. So have you've been a coordinator, mm-hmm. right? And you've been in like you were the SEC at mm-hmm. Mississippi State, and you've been from high school all the way to mm-hmm. the SEC. Have you been a head?
No, this is my first head job.
So that must be a little overwhelming, but the first order of business is
with the portal, you see it all the time. People play well and they think they can go play at a higher level. People don't play a lot and they think they, you know, need to go to a place they can play. What do you have on campus for what, like, numbers and so on, and how are you filling out the roster to play a season next fall?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I first got put in this seat, you know, the first thing I did was call a team meeting to make sure that the guys were good. You know, that was a big thing that was important for me. And, you know, the portal is something that we all have to navigate no matter what level you're at.
Were a bunch of kids already in?
Yeah, no. So we did have guys that entered the portal because of the uncertainty of the transition. And we've been fortunate to get most of those guys out. That is going to be my number one goal because, you know, I was told a long time ago that unity is the secret. You know, and I think that is such a huge thing that we are doing right now as a team. We are staying unified with this. And, you know, the relationship that you have with players is so important. You know, I had a team meeting on a Friday. Then I had individual Zoom meetings on, a team meeting on Monday, individual Zoom meetings by Friday with each individual position because I just wanted to check in on them as people. You know, I just wanted to see how they were doing just as human beings, nothing more than that. There was no updates. And, you know, my grandfather had a saying, and he used to say, you can't treat players like chess pieces and move them around a board and expect them to play hard for you. You have to build relationships with them, get them to love you, then they'll run through the wall for you. And that's what we're going
to
do.
Do you need to go into the portal to fill out your roster? Are you looking? And, you know, my biggest question, you talked about the million spent on the workout facility and the $8 million investment. But, you know, it costs a lot of money to run these programs, and you have to build up other sports, which we'll get to in a second. But are you able to go in and try to, like, what do you have? Do you have 60 on campus, 70? What do you have?
Yeah, so we're going to carry almost 200 kids in the fall. So we're going to have a full roster of 200. We'll have 155 guys coming to camp. So we're going to have enough guys to go to battle in the fall.
Why so many? Because even, like, I know numbers have dropped even at the Alabamas, but, like, they're, like, anywhere, they're, like, 110, mm-hmm. Right? That's a big number.
Yeah, so we're fortunate enough to have a JV program as well. So we're able to actually let those guys play. So as they are getting developed throughout, you know, that's something that we're able to carry a bigger roster. And we're going to be able to go on the portal. We're going to be able to go get those guys because we have the resources to do so.
So you're going to have 150 guys at camp?
Yes, 155.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And they're already identified.
Yeah, we have a couple more slots that we have to fill, but, you know, we're getting ready to rip and run June 2nd with summer workouts.
And staff is full?
Yeah, so we're working through staffing right now, and we're going to have that finalized here shortly.
And are you going to be head coach and DC?
I'm working through. I'm going to get the best coaches I possibly can, and that's what we're going to go do.
He's a coach.
You go to the Belichick school? I mean, good Lord willing, just trying to help the team. No specifics. It's fine. I get it. But you don't know if you're going to coach.
I don't know what side of the ball I'll be on, but I'll be calling something.
You will. Okay. It's good to know. He's Mark Powell. He got me fired up. I want to
play right now.
I want to ask you, though, because how many sports are you going to have in fall?
So we'll have 20 sports all together, Brian. 19 of those sports are playing in the NEC conference that we're going to, and women's rugby are part of the broad base of Division I rugby.
Because that's a club.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's actually a varsity sport now, but it's a transitioning varsity sport for the NCAA.
So when will all those schools, when will they enter the conference?
They literally start July 1.
This year?
Yeah. So like our basketball team, we open up, Brian, against UConn on November 3rd. Then we're hosting Columbia University on November 7th. And wait, this
were those
one.
Both scheduled after the...
We started this all after the announcement on May 6th.
You got UConn Hurley.
It's all about relationships.
Wow.
But here's what I'll tell you. We are hosting a Big Ten school.
In basketball?
On basketball on Friday, on Saturday, November 8th. And then we're going to play football versus Merrimack on later on that day.
Is this you mentioned Penn State? This isn't Penn State, is it? No, it's not.
It's a Big Ten school. The contract is coming literally today.
So you can't tell me?
I can't tell you, but it's one of those Big Ten schools is coming to New Haven.
So how do you do that?
And again,
I know you're going to tell me relationships, but I mean, like, what kind of call is that? Is it a money deal? Like, I mean, whatever you can tell me, I understand there's things you don't want to tell me, but I mean, that's not an easy thing to pull off.
You know, I'll share with you, just like when Mark and I sat, Coach Powell and I, we sat in the office putting together the football schedule. It's literally picking up that phone, calling, in Mark's case, the football coach or the basketball coach. Ted Tallings, our men's basketball coach, does an amazing job. He has great relationships throughout the industry, and we literally work together as well, and we just got on the phone. I call ADs, he calls coaches. So we literally have a couple other ACC teams that we're looking at. We're talking to Seton Hall as well. It's going to be an amazing schedule for basketball.
So basketball is probably a full scholarship team, correct?
Yeah.
Like how many would you, I don't know, 10 or 12? I don't even know.
So at Division II, you have 10 scholarships.
Okay.
And then the max you can have in Division I is 13. We'll probably compete at around 11.
Okay.
So we'll be a little bit undermanned for scholarships, but he's an amazing coach.
Say, for instance, do you have tennis too?
We do. Women's tennis, which won a conference championship and went to NCAAs, and we hosted NCAAs.
So take it like women's tennis, where you don't go full scholarship, right? You do like
equivalent
two years of scholarship for 4 years of school, that kind of thing. Is that how it's going to be? Like, you can't go, even the big schools can't go full scholarship in all their sports, correct?
Yeah, very, very little schools other than the Power Four are going full scholarships and everything. So from our standpoint, you know, our focus is we want to make sure that we get football up to speed, because at the end of the day, that's how you're making your money. You know, you're playing guarantee games. In 2 years, we'll be playing an ACC team. We'll probably hopefully get an SEC school at some point in time. Jens Frederiksen, he's a graduate from Vanderbilt University.
Yep. Play tennis there.
Exactly. A great tennis player there. So you can imagine some phone calls are going to start it. And we're starting the beginning conversation with the Ivy League school.
So then you sort of go on the road for the revenue games, and then you channel that revenue back into the program. What's the seating? We only have a little bit of time. What's the seating capacity at the football field now?
Seating capacity is just a little bit over 4,000. At some point in time, we're going to have to look at expansion, because we were already busting at the seams for our games when we were Division II. Now you got Coach Powell here running the kind of offense he runs and the recruiting he's very modest. We just had recruits on campus from Big Ten schools literally just yesterday.
It's cool. I mean, I can't wait to keep following. I appreciate your openness to talk about it. Obviously, you want to get the brand out there, and it's important stuff. And there's a lot of questions to follow, I'm sure. And again, Dom Amore wrote about it this morning in The Current with an extensive conversation with the president, Mr. Frederiksen, who's, you know, he's a young guy.
Visionary.
A lot of interesting things. Thank you both for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.